The question has come up is how come we feel so different in ourselves, in different people's company? To get the basis of this, we need to at least accept as a hypothesis that, as we say so often, nothing is the way we think it is. Nothing. Everything has other dimensions to it that we don't realize. For instance, science is now telling us that we have more atoms in our eyes than there are stars in the universe. Billions and billions in one eye. That we have on and in our body hundreds of billions of microbes, little people, fully formed, reproducing little people. And of course, we're not aware of that. Now, we have an assumption in our mind about other people. And our assumption is based on our conditioning. So a Muslim, a Catholic, a Jew, different people have a different standard. But within these, every single person is unique, totally, utterly unique. Then we've got other things, possibilities, past lives, people we meet, we may have met before and been in conflict, and so many things we just don't take into consideration. So when we meet a person, we don't realize how unconscious we are, first to ourselves, and second, how little we see this particular person in this particular moment, because even if we think we know them, they're different today than they were seconds ago. Everything is changing and moving and shifting. Our mind keeps trying to fix it so we know where we are. So we're all so different, and we make assumptions. Of course, one aspect of that is the discomfort with people, is when we meet somebody who's very similar to ourselves, the mind says, oh, we should get on well. Now, what happens is the things that this person is not seeing about themselves is activating the parts of us that we're not seeing about ourselves. And there's a conflict often we don't realize that similar people set off things in each other. Then, I know this gets a bit complicated, but you see, now again, science is seeing that each person is radiating. They're radiating a frequency, and it has to do with their uniqueness in this particular moment. So these frequencies often, let's say, clash. They're not in harmony with each other. So let me just say again, we are all totally different. We may have some similarities, but there's a vast difference in all of us. And we don't see it because we're not here now, being aware of ourselves in this moment and aware of this other person in their moment. Differences. Here's a cute Zen story about differences. There was a Zen master who used to go for a walk through the forest and to the top of the hill early morning, every morning. And often one of his chief disciples used to say, can I come with you? And he'd always say no. And eventually, as happens with masters, if somebody is persistent enough, they let a yes happen. So off the master and the disciple went through the forest to the top of the hill just as the sun was rising. And the disciple said, oh, how beautiful. They go back. Next morning, the disciple comes to walk again. And the master says, no. And the disciple says, why not? And the master says, you talk too much. You see, we all have different standards about which we're comfortable in ourselves and comfortable with other people. Now, here's another aspect we keep talking about over and over. As I see it, nothing is a coincidence. Nothing, ever. There is some, as Heraclitus said, some hidden harmony going on, and we draw to ourselves people who will help to see ourselves more clearly. Now, why do we need to see ourselves more clearly? Because we are trapping ourselves in the old. And the way I see it, whether it's true or not, the way I see it, we are here in what we call this dimension to free ourselves of the things that are holding us back from the absolute, being one with, being completely, utterly, unconditionally free. We're all in that state, everybody, unless you meet somebody who is in the zone, and then that's a whole different thing. Most of us have something going on all the time, even on our own. But the thing is, when we're on our own, we're much more comfortable. No, that's not true, is it? People who have developed to a certain level are more comfortable. But people who haven't developed to that level are more uncomfortable. They can't stand being with themselves because there's nothing to distract them. So they keep seeing the part of themselves with which they're not comfortable. So let's look at this possibility. Nothing is a coincidence. Everybody you meet, and the moment you meet them, there's a gift there for you. There's nothing existing in isolation. Everything is connected. As again, science is saying now, the air is not empty, and it isn't empty. Wherever you're sitting now, the air is full of television programs, radio programs, mobile phone frequencies, and many, many, many more. But you can't see them and you can't hear them, can you, until you turn on a device that is tuned to that frequency. Now, there are people who can tune into those frequencies. Some people can see auras around people. Some psychics can see past lives. Other psychics can see what we would call the future, which isn't the future, it's happening, and they see it because they get out of the way. Listen, it's not that they do something, they undo something. They get out of the way and they go to another level of sensitivity and they pick up these frequencies. Some people, quite a few people, when the phone rings, they know who it is. You see, there's so much going on in what we call empty space. And there is a law of attraction. Yes, attraction. So what you need, you will keep drawing to you. Often you find people get married. They have a certain type of partner. They fight. They get divorced. They find another partner who is exactly the same sort of person. That's not a coincidence. They're drawing to them people they need to draw to them to see themselves more clearly and incidentally help the other person see themselves more clearly. So let's sum up by looking at it this way. There is so much more going on in what we call reality than we have any idea of. Even though there are hundreds of billions of microbes on us, that's not the answer. There's something else. Even though there's hundreds of billions and billions and billions of objects in what we call the sky, that's not it either. This is a bit advanced. There's no it. There's no that. There's no kingdom of God. There is something that at the moment we are too full to comprehend. Every time we look at something, we want to color it, we want to give it a name, we want to give it a use, we want to, instead of getting out of the way. Practical. Being with each other. So the way to be with each other is to be with each other in this very moment. Be here to yourself. Be aware of what you're doing, what you're saying, what you're thinking, what you're feeling. Be aware of that as much as you can. Who are you? In this very moment, disconnect as much as you can from the past, what you think is the future, and be yourself now. And then, in this state, look at what we call the other. Because, you know, they're not another. There is no such thing as another. What you see out there is also you. That's you. And you see, the more you love yourself, the more you'll love the other. And the more you love the other, the more you love yourself. Just spend a bit of time with people who devote their lives for being there for other people. Not to get anything, just because that's what's natural to them. What's natural to them, they hear somebody needs something, and there's no decision. They're suddenly there to help to provide what that person needs. It's a natural state in them. They've reached a certain level. If you can, on television, watch such things as Secret Millionaire and other programs that somebody goes out to seek people that are doing things for other people. And see if you can tune into these people that are being there for other people. They're another type of being. They have a frequency. They have a delight. Now, if you say, oh, you're a loving person, they're denied because they don't realize who they are. But they are, their frequency is love. Their frequency is caring. But this is what's useful for you to see. They're lovely people. And they're loving their life. They love what they're doing. It's not a sacrifice. They're not giving anything. You talk to them, and whether they realize it or not, they feel as though they're getting. Being present to yourself, and then be present to the other. And if not now, one day you'll get, there is only love. And love is not one person loving another. Love includes. It is. It's actually indescribable to the mind. It just is. And every single person, every single animal, insect, trees and bushes, tables and chairs, are that love.